on Sunday, it's World Wetlands Day, and there's really a bunch of cool events. There's an event at Lauderdale, and there's an event at Dodgers as well, I think, if you can look that up online. The Lauderdale one, though, is going to feature a whole series of amazing walks and talks, and one of them is with Dr. Eric Verler, whose voice you hear so many times, speaking for the birds and is an expert on shorebirds. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Rick.
So nice to see you face to face.
Thank you.
Talked to you so many times.
Yep.
In terms of the wetlands, what are the kind of birds that we're seeing there?
The idea of holding the event at Lauderdale this weekend is that we can show people a combination of our resident species, our things like our hooded plovers and pied oyster catchers that we have on our beaches every day of the year. And we've also got some of our migratory species, the birds that fly from northern Siberia and Alaska to come down to southeast Australia, including Tasmania, to spend our summer, the Northern Hemisphere winter down here before they turn around and fly back to the Northern Hemisphere. So it's a mixture of local species that we have on our beaches every day of the year and birds that fly 15,000 kilometres each way every year to come and spend time down here.
Is that shearwaters?
No. It's things like redneck stint, for example. It's a small shorebird. It would fit comfortably in the cup of your hand if you held it. It weighed only about 20 to 25 grams, so less than an ounce in the old measure. And they fly between Siberia and Tasmania in 6 weeks, stopping along the way.
Yeah, how can something that small even generate the energy?
It does. And so you have a series of stopover points along the way where they feed up and get their more supplies. So they don't do it in one long swoop.
Okay.
But they still do it in a series of flights. And then they come down here, they spend 4 to 6 months down here, then they turn around, fly back, same sort of more or less route back up to Siberia, spend the breeding season up there, then turn around and do it again.
It's like Tasmanian retirees moving between here and Noosa.
Like I said, something that weighs less than an ounce in the old measure. And these birds are travelling a minimum of 25,000 kilometres every year just on migration. And over their lifetime, they fly farther than the distance between the Earth and the Moon for something that would fit in the cup of your hand. It's remarkable.
See, Roxy Perry, who I'm about to talk with, is doing exactly what I'm doing hearing this. It's gobsmacking. This is the thing about this wetland stuff, is it's always just so revelatory.
And this is what, I mean, this is what makes my, quote, job, talking about birds and educating and engaging people about birds so easy. The more we know about birds, the more remarkable they come. We don't need to use superlatives or exaggerate or hyperbole to describe what our birds do. Even the birds around us, every day in our lives, doing something remarkable. And once you have that insight into what's going on, you'll never look at the birds in your garden or walking on a beach or whatever it is that you do, driving around. You'll see the world through different eyes.
Vishnu was saying that a lot of these wetlands are, we're building these wetlands now.
Mm-hmm.
And do the birds take to them quickly?
Can do. No. I mean, it's not a simple thing of just, dropping the water into the landscape and suddenly you've got a wetland that's functioning. So you've got different bird species that have different needs. So, you can create wetlands for, some of these migratory species. It's been done elsewhere as part of mitigation or recreation of habitat requirements. But fundamentally, the best thing is not to damage the wetlands or not to lose them in the first place. And so by raising awareness about how special the wetlands are, yesterday Vishnu talked about the fact that wetlands act as a water cleaning mechanism.
Mm.
In Melbourne, the sewage farm for Melbourne is a large series of settling ponds. And, they're spectacular areas for bird watching. Natural systems work best.
And so that probably means you're not going to want to come on board with my canal development then, Eric Verler. If you want to see Eric in here, I mean, he just shared one tiny story and I'm still blown away. Sunday the 4th of February, it's World Wetlands Day at Lauderdale. And you can look that up online and get all the details from your website.
Yep.
Eric Verler, BirdLife Tasmania. And see him then. There's a whole range of other talks as well. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
A pleasure, Rick.